Blog Talk Radio.
Virginia on a very, very hot, sweltering, sunny day here. I don't know what the temperature is, but I just know it's hot enough to put the AC on. So that's what we are doing. We are nowhere near where we would be back home. There would not be no AC on in Massachusetts right now in April, but the AC on is here in Virginia, so we're just going to get used to it. So we hope that wherever you are and wherever you are tuning in and listening in from, that you are blessed, unstressed, and enjoying your day. Today our guest is Sharon Fox, who is an author and chef, I would say. Latest cookbook is Comfort Food for the Mind, Body, and Soul. And I totally love this book. There is so much in here that I cannot wait to get my hands on. And when we go shopping, I already told we go shopping next week, we are going to get making my list already, turning in the corners of my pages for things that I want to make. She just blew my diet all out the water, but that's okay. We're going to get to her in a minute. I just want to, do what we normally do. I'm not going to do no poetry today. I am not prepared to do that. So I'm just going to run through what our schedule is for May. On Wednesday, actually, we will be doing a poetry show. I forgot that April is National Poetry Month. So we switched our show for this Wednesday to next till May. So we're going to do our poetry show. So if you are a poet or even want to call in and read the synopsis of your book, you know, some poetic words, just want to say a couple of minutes of something inspirational, tune in on Wednesday, 6 p.m., right here at the Tony and Kai Show. And you have, 3 to 5 minutes, the mic is yours. Whether it's dark, whether it's sensual, this is your couple of moments to do what it is that you do. In May, we're going to go to Mondays and Thursdays because God is just wonderful, so we are getting bombarded. And I don't want to say bombarded because bombarded sounds bad, but our Tony and Kai is picking up, let's say that, and we've just been blessed. We've got some musicians. Finally, we asked for them, and they are definitely coming in. The music that you heard at the beginning is from a gospel artist, a French gospel artist, Jean-Marc, and I'm not going to try to say his last name, but he will be our guest the end of May, and then the week following him, we have another gospel group from Iceland, and then in June, we have a gospel artist from Belgium. So God is wonderful. We ask, and he is definitely providing. We've got May is all the way full, and June is halfway full, and we've even got some people booking us all the way up until July, so God is wonderful. God is wonderful. So we stretched it out a little bit more to give us extra days to read books and prepare and stuff like that in between our shows. So just bear with us. Hopefully that doesn't hurt too many of you guys that have, tuned in with us on Wednesdays. Hopefully you'll still be able to tune in with us on Thursdays. And don't forget our Teen Talk show once a month on Saturdays. Last month was phenomenal, and I thank all of you guys who tuned in to their first show. They will be once a month. We're going around the teen dates. Last month I think they did the 14th. This month they did the 16th. Next month will be the 14th. So it's kind of working out like that. The second or third Saturday is kind of what they've been doing. So I know I've been talking for 5 minutes straight. Tony, anything would you like to add?
No, pretty good. We got these, you said we got the groups from, like, the group from Iceland and
France, Iceland and Belgium.
Right, yeah. Well, see, we gotta get some from Italy and, then probably venture over into Africa, see what we can get from over there,
Definitely.
Worldwide stuff,
Mm-hmm.
We have to broaden the horizon somewhat.
Oh, definitely.
It was good, so I'm going online and see what I can find for Africa,
There you go. They came to us, so I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I put it out there. I'm actually getting a lot of hits from my LinkedIn page. I post stuff on there when we're doing our show. So the music artists that we've gotten, and I got a message today from another gospel group. I think they're from here in the U.S. They're looking to do a show with us, too. So, asking, God does provide. So
yeah, that's crazy.
There you go.
That's crazy. But, like you said, God blesses, and you just sit back and reap it.
Sit back and reap it. When you put it in His hands, and that's been hard for me. When you put it in His hands, you ask for something, and then you just sit, and not necessarily just sit back and say, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything, but you do what you do, knowing that God now has His hands in what it is you're doing.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do because a lot of people want to be in control, and I'm only one of them people that, when something's coming up, I want to be able to be in control of what's going on. We've always been taught, you're in control of your own destiny, but when you step into the realm of the spiritual, when you step into allowing God to do it for you, then that's a whole different horse of another color. That's something completely different there. You could still make the decisions. You still have the choices, but You put it in God's hands, you're all good.
Definitely. Yep.
Can't go wrong with that decision, so.
There you go. So, we have next Monday, we're trying to work, we said we were going to try to work two authors into some of our shows because we didn't want to push people way back to, like, you know, August and stuff, unless they were okay with that. So we have two up-and-coming artists. Their books are not out yet. So on Monday, we're going to talk to Ali Hawk. Going to kill me. Ali Hawk and Hannah Savannah. They are two up-and-coming authors with books coming out relatively soon. So we're going to talk to them on Monday. And we have a lot of authors this month, for May, rather. But it's all good. You know, I've kind of kept to our Mondays being our interviews and Wednesdays, well, next month, Thursday, being our discussion and things like that. So we're going to get our ABCs of Publishing in next month. Our Team Talk is in next month. We've got Tamika Newhouse next month. We've got the two gospel artists next month. We've got, we're going to talk to Nanette Buchanan next month about a showcase for authors and poets and things like that. We got Corey Barnes next month and Marsha Dean next month. So we're doing wonderful. So I'm gonna get Sharon on, and she's patiently been waiting, and we're gonna get to going with her and do what it is that we do. So good evening, Sharon.
Good evening. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you.
now, where are you?
I am
How
in Valley, Alabama. It's hot, very hot.
It's hotter down here.
Oh, my God. It's got to be like 92, 93.
Oh, I think
can't
my
take
day
it.
It was like 80, what, 80-something, 84 earlier.
Oh,
when
my
I
Lord.
Walked to the grocery store.
See, the thing about which really messes with my head, the thing about the weather here and the temperature here is, like, in the northern states like Massachusetts, they peak early in the afternoon. They peak between their high point in the day for temperatures between 12 and 2. When you get, like, to Virginia, Georgia, and on places, the temperature peaks at like 5 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts climbing. I mean, you can get up and you can go out your door. You can be out probably, say, around 10, and it could be hot, but the temperature isn't even where it's going to get.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting, you know, for those who are experienced, to be able to see what it's going to be like in the summer, because it's crazy. I mean, to think that it's not even going to be at its hottest by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's,
right?
That for somebody like me, that's crazy. But we're getting used to it, you know? Trying to get used to it.
Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, so for those of you in the chat room, I'm hoping that my love is able to get into the chat room today, because my computer is acting crazy. It's doing that pause typing thing. So if I don't chat with you guys in the chat room, please forgive me. It's taken me forever to say hello. But now, Sharon, this book, I love it, by the way.
Thank you.
I love
Thank
the picture
you.
On the front. I do. I love the picture. That chicken is just, it looks gorgeous. It does. I was like, now, because, you know, when we've seen the pictures beforehand, and the cover, he's correcting my English. the book before it doesn't look anything, but it looks so much better in person. You
it
know
does.
When you see it and you get it in your hand, it's like, wow, can I just have that chicken right there?
Yeah, I just want to bite it.
Yes, you can see all the juices. It's just glistening.
Mm-hmm.
It looks wonderful.
Thank you.
Now,
this is my first book. I'm so excited.
Really? So what made you decide to do the cookbook?
Actually, I have been into cooking forever. I've always had a passion for it, even when I was a little girl. And every job I ever had something to do with food. And in 2004, that's when I moved from Mississippi to Texas. And me and my sons moved out there. And a year later, I was stricken with rheumatoid arthritis terribly. Okay. I mean, one morning I woke up, I couldn't even get up out of the bed. I was swollen from head to toe. I didn't know what was wrong because I've never been sick a day in my life. And I had noticed, you know, for a few weeks that my knees and my feet and my hands were kind of stiffening up, but, you know, you think, well, I'm getting older and we're probably going to have arthritis or something. Take two Tylenol and go on to work. But that morning I woke up and I couldn't do anything. I was just swollen. I couldn't move. It took me like 45 minutes to go 6 feet up the hall to the bathroom. And my mom, she was with us then, and she said, "Baby, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the hospital. Something's wrong." You know, and for her to look at me and say that, I knew I must have looked horrible. And by the time I did get to the bathroom to see my face, I was red as a beet, and I didn't know what was wrong. But when I went, you know, I finally had to go into the doctor, and they ran tests on me all day, and they said that you have severe rheumatoid arthritis. And I didn't understand how you could get stricken so quickly. You know, that's why we can't take anything for granted, because you just don't know what tomorrow holds. You just don't know. But I was praying, and I'm like, I'm going to deal with this. You know, I've dealt with so much in my life. I'm going to deal with this. But, you know, it never got better. I was pretty much on my sick bed. They told me I would never work again if I didn't go to the doctor. When I did, they said, within 6 months, I was going to be in a wheelchair. And I'm like, what? I mean, I've never been sick. What's wrong? What happened? You know, and it's just one of those things. I'm like, what do you mean, one of those things? You can't just get sick overnight like that. But it took me off my feet, and I really wanted to do something with food. I knew I had to get back into cooking or doing something, but that's always been what motivated me. But when I couldn't get out of the bed to do it, that's when, you know, it was really on my heart to share my testimonies and share what God has brought me through, and also to share my recipes. So that's when I started with the social networking, and I would just sit on the side of my bed and type on my computer. You know, that's all I could do. And I got so many recipes, oh, my God. And my mom was like, why don't you put them in a book, you know? And I'm like, I'm just going to have to pray about it, because I want to get back on my feet and do things like everybody else. But, you know, the more I prayed about it and thought about it, and the Lord was like, you know, I gave you this gift. And I was actually trying to run away from the food thing while I was going through my divorce. I went to Texas. I wanted to go into pharmacy, and I went into something completely different from food. I just wanted to leave everything behind. But when God puts something in you, whatever your purpose is that he plants inside you, no matter what you do, you can't run from it. So this is actually my road to getting back to being me. So this is my road back to myself, was sharing my recipes with everybody. And not only that, my testimonies to try to encourage somebody else. Because if anybody should have ever given up, it should have been me.
So how are you feeling now? Now that you have the book, and I mean, you do have a testimony. How are you feeling now?
It's like a dream. It's like when you turn everything over to God and follow the path that he has set for you, instead of trying to go your own way, things open up, doors open up, and everything. I started to feel better. I mean, health-wise, people look at me and can't even tell that I'm sick. I have more well days now than sick days. I have a few sick days, you know. Out of a month, I may have 2 or 3 days that I'm really down. But other than that, I feel like a new person because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I love it. I absolutely love what I do. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like a new person, and I feel like I got a new lease on life, and I'm able to help other people. So
there's nothing
like doing what it is.
There's nothing like that feeling of doing what it is you love, and knowing that you're following your dream, and the extra plus is when you can help someone out along the way. You know, cooking is also one of my many loves.
Oh,
you know,
good.
I love to cook. I got to go back to school and finish. You know, I got a little certificate program, but I want to go back. Right now, the books are taking over. But like you know, if you got a million recipes, and it's like, So was it hard? How difficult was it for you to take, you know, your recipes and figure out which ones you were going to put in the book? Which
oh,
one, are you going to do,
God.
You know?
That was the hardest part because I thought, okay, I got all these recipes, and they're different when they're written on a piece of paper, or I have little index cards or a piece of scrap paper. That's how my recipes are. That's how my great-grandmother
mm-hmm.
wrote them out, and that's how I always did it. And it just didn't look like that much. I'm like, okay, if I just compile this down, it won't be that much. So by the time I got all my recipes together that I wanted to put in the book, oh, the book was going to be like 4,000 pages. So I'm like, no way. Oh, my God, I can't do this. So the actual breaking down of throwing, you can't put this one in this book, can't put this one. I wanted to put some of my absolute favorites. So it took probably 6 months just to go through the recipes because there were so many that I wanted to put in here. So there's definitely be more books. Believe me, I got enough recipes to put a book out a year until I die, and my kids can keep putting them out while I'm gone.
Wow.
So it was hard. It was really hard. So these are basically a lot of my favorites. This is just basically a lot of my favorites.
Okay, okay. Now, so you've answered a couple of my questions. why, not? And I'm probably sure it was a cost thing, but why did you choose not to put any pictures in your book?
Okay, this one, it is my first book, and I wanted to share my stories in between as well. And some of it was cost. And I'm learning as I go, because when you're a
mm-hmm.
self-published author, there's a lot of bumps in the road that you're not expecting to run into. And there's, you know, a lot of times you think, well, I can ask this person this and this person that and, you know, kind of get through it. But people aren't so willing to help you when they, I guess they realize you got something. And I don't know if it's they don't want you to do very well. I don't know. You know how we got some haters out here, but I basically went through and just put it together myself, and I just wanted it to be me, and I wanted people to read about me. I didn't want to get caught up in all the pictures and stuff, so I wrapped it in a beautiful cover, thanks to Miss Donna Osborne, and
mm-hmm.
I basically wanted to share my words. This book is about the words. It's
definitely
about me. It's sharing a very important, a very special part of my life, you know, if you call it special, very intimate part of my life that I haven't shared with a lot of people, and I wanted to get that point across and inspiring people to go forth no matter what happened to you. Don't hold everything that happened. We've all had things that happen in our past or in our youth, and a lot of times we use those things as excuses not to go forth or not to move on. And so I didn't want to get caught up into graphics on the inside. I wanted to actually share the story.
Okay. And I figured, you know, it would be one of those either, you know, and it actually ended up being both. I figured, you know, first book, you know, cost, I have no idea how much, you know, when you get to color graphics and stuff like that in the pages, that it does
mm-hmm.
increase the cost of
yes,
manufacturing. And then, you know, people, and that's why cookbooks be like $30.
Right. They got to pay for that.
For a cookbook, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I can't wait. Now, someone getting your book, I know these are so much of your favorites, but
mm-hmm.
tell me where you would suggest. Okay, I get the book. I'm like, oh, my God, there's just everything. Okay, where do I go first?
You start at the beginning and go all the way through and just start marking down, okay, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try this. I've got something. There's something for everybody. I don't care how picky you are, or you may not can eat this, but you can eat that. There's something in here for everybody. So basically just start at the beginning and work your way through there. Take your time and read through each recipe and mark off what you like, and there's a few note pages in the back. You can write down, okay, I'm going to do this on page such and such, and write your notes down and go back in there and go to the grocery store and start making it.
I've already got about 20 things of the pages already folded. Some of these I know I'm going to be eating by myself. My, you know, my boo don't eat banana pudding, so those
mm-hmm.
12 servings may be mine.
Oh, you've got to try that. Oh, God. Oh, you love it. You're going to love it. That's one of my favorites.
I love banana pudding. And, I, you know, my older two, they eat it, but they're back home in college, so
you know, I don't think my younger one eats banana pudding, so I think we may just have to do this by myself.
Okay. It's going to be a lot, but it's good. It's very good.
It'll
last.
That's okay.
But there are a lot of things in the book, though, that we went through yesterday that I do want to try.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the first thing that I want to hit up, and I'm seriously going to, I mean, if I got to rob Peter to pay for it, I'm going to buy the ingredients that I need for those lasagna rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I have
yes,
to try that. I have to try those. So
that's
those
really
will be, for me, that's my opening act in your book.
Oh, okay.
If we could take
pictures
one,
and put them on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Definitely we'll be doing that. Baby.
Yes.
On the cordless, I think I figured out where the echo is coming from. There's two buttons at the top, and one says volume. Hit down, because the volume on the cordless is, like, super loud. Like, push it down maybe one or two notches. That might be where the echo is coming from.
Okay. Well, everything's down. It's down as far as it can go.
Okay.
Okay. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to, you know, possibly see if there could be, like, we could at least fit in one or two a week. Because people need variety. I know I need variety. And after a while, you lose variety. When you're eating the same thing over and over again, you get used to it, and it you know. I like to try new things every now and then, as long as I'm not starving. See, because if I'm starving, I need something that I know I'm going to love because I'm hungry. So I don't have time to experiment when I'm hungry.
That's right.
But if we, you know, but if you plan it out, then that's a good thing. Now, I had a question for you. We know that you know, there were some difficult moments, and, you know, you had, like, 50 million different recipes you could have thrown in the book. How long did it take you to actually develop this book and get it out from beginning to end?
It took over 3 years. 3 years.
Wow, now, see, I wouldn't have thought that with a recipe book. You're like, you already had a recipe there, so.
Right,
I mean,
because my thing was going back
and
deciding what to take out. It wasn't what to put in it because, you know, I'm like, no, I can't take that out. I like that. But I just had to put it in my mind. There'll be more books, just, you know, but I wanted my first one to have all my favorites, and I didn't realize how many favorites I had. So, wow. Crazy.
She's got something in here. I'm in the poultry and meat section. She's got something in here. I mean, she's got chicken, she's got beef, she's got steak, she's got pork chops in here, you know, beef stew, meatloaf, chicken and dumplings, oxtail stew, deer stew. I've never eaten deer, but doesn't mean I won't try it.
I have.
Yeah,
I have. I've had deer.
Well, you've got to try that.
I've never had deer.
There's even a recipe in there for homemade sausage for people. Some people don't eat pork, but there's a recipe where you can make breakfast sausage, and it tastes just like you would swear it was pork sausage. It is really good. You use ground turkey and ground beef and different seasonings. It's very simple, very simple. And you try that, and, oh, my God, it's a good breakfast sausage.
Sharon. F-A-L-M-O-N. What is that word? I know what it
salmon.
Is, but just tell me how you say it.
I say salmon. Some people say salmon.
See? Thank you.
Salmon.
We had a debate, Sharon. We had a debate last week.
Okay.
We're watching the feed because we sit and we watch the she has me hooked to all these do-it-yourself programs with the housing, and we watch the Food Network.
Right.
So they had a recipe for, you know, their big... your big dish that the chef had to make everything with.
Okay.
I think it was Top Chef. They had to use salmon. Now, I call it salmon. That's me. I say salmon. I've heard everybody say salmon. She looked at me and she's like, it's salmon. And I'm like, that? No, it's not. She's like, yep, it is. Now,
okay.
I never heard them.
Where you're from.
Right, and I've never heard them say it during the show for some reason. I mean, we cut in halfway through the show. I never heard them really repeat it so that I could say, see, you know. But
It's like pecans.
But that was our
pecan
debate last week. So.
Oh my goodness.
Okay,
okay,
so we were both
right.
But
yep,
she's got a recipe in
right
here, so now we can go get some salmon and
mm-hmm
and make it. Because that's why I've
mm-hmm
never bought it. You know, I usually get cod or, you know, perch or something like that, because those
mm-hmm
are simple, easy fishes to work with. But I was like,
right,
a salmon, you got to make sure you have something
mm-hmm
to work with. You got to have a good recipe to go with that.
Right.
So
right.
Now I have one. She got sweet potato pie in here. Are you kidding me?
I got some old school, some new school, some fancy food, some
now,
Sherry, whatever.
Give us your definition of comfort food. Everybody has
comfort
a little different
food
of an opinion on
okay
what comfort food is. What's
comfort
food for you?
Food, it makes you feel good. I don't care how what's going on in your life or if you're well, if you're sick. No matter what's going on, comfort food is what brings it all together and makes you feel like everything's going to be all right. You feel like you're getting that hug from the inside out. You know, it's like just that warm, everything's going to be all right. It's like that. So that's what comfort food is. It makes you feel like it's going to be okay.
Yeah,
you know, when you have that big Thanksgiving dinner and it's like, oh, man, that was so good. Why not feel like that all the time? You don't have to eat that much food all the time, but have something that, you know something's good when you take the first bite and you just close your eyes. Like, you know that's
comfort.
So that's
I've
what these recipes are.
Yeah, see, I'm going to have to try them. I've had a few comfort
mm-hmm
food, so to speak. I haven't had... Well, I should say those experiences where you got to close your eyes and
oh,
you're
well
just chewing, and it's
get
like
ready
you don't even want to swallow.
Exactly. Well, you get
ready. You don't
ready
even
want to
swallow. You want to, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorites is I like fried pork chops. I
mm-hmm
love fried
mm-hmm
pork chops with a nice rice. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
A nice white rice and
mm-hmm
broccoli and cheese.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's my all-time favorite. And if it is fried just right, oh,
mm-hmm
my goodness, comfort food. I can eat the whole meal with my eyes closed. If it's
right
seasoned right, and, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I get the
wow
understanding of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got Lisa is on the line. She's been waiting. Let's bring her
oh
in.
Okay.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Sharon. Hey, Tony.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Sharon,
hey,
you didn't think you already knew I was calling in for this one because you my competition.
All right, girl, come on.
They be like, write a book. I said, I ain't got to write a book. Sharon already wrote a book.
Well, honey, there's more room for you, too. It's room for everybody.
But no, tonight, they was bugging out. They was like, what are you cooking? I just said, come over, the homeboys. They all out there tearing that food up. Because I made some penne pasta with ranch dressing, three cheddar cheeses, grilled chicken, broccoli, and carrots. What are y'all going to say now? Nothing.
Oh, that's good.
See, it says, Sharon, you better get another book out because we're about to go head-to-head with that.
That's good.
Tony, how
that's
you feeling,
right,
bro?
I'm feeling good. I can't complain. I am nursed back to health. You know, I'm feeling kind of excellent. I'm eating everything I can find to eat now.
Oh,
didn't have
Lord
much of an
child
appetite. So, listen.
Kai, you got a problem. Kai, you got a problem for real.
They both the same. Him and our son are, they got, well, lately my son, you know, he hasn't eaten as he normally would, but normally... Him and his father, they could eat all day long if I let them.
Oh, my goodness.
They could eat all day long. He's got a stomach mm-hmm like his father's, you know.
See, Sharon, that's where that comfort food comes in right there.
That's right. I got four sons,
yeah,
so
eat,
I feel you.
I
feel
all
you
day.
Now, wait, Sharon, you know I'm Italian and Cherokee. Pure Italian, like my grandmother's side from Sicily, taught me how to make lasagna rolls, lasagna, tortellini,
oh,
all that stuff. That's why they don't big ziti, all that. That's the way they don't mess with me on Sundays. They know better.
That's right. That's right. See, that'll fill you up. You ain't got to worry about going out to eat later. That's going to hold you right there.
And you better, and please stop buying the Texas toast. Make your man or your female some real homemade garlic bread.
Mm.
They don't know.
Hey,
they don't,
I like my Texas toast. Thank you.
You know what? But you know that homemade garlic bread is the shit.
It's not to say I can't get, I do get the big loaf and butter it down and put the garlic and stuff in there, but, you know, sometimes for lunch or something, I just want a garlic, get my Texas toast and put some, you know, some cheese on it, some tomatoes and stuff, and there you go. I just want to have a quick lunch.
Oh, okay. No, what do you, hold up. You talking to, you buy the big loaf and make it like that? No, you got to roll the dough. You got to learn how to make
it.
Oh,
kind of
let
time.
It rise. What? Oh, my goodness.
Tony and Kyle want me to make a trip. Tony and Kyle, when I make that trip up there to Virginia, they're going to be like, are you cooking?
Yeah, we're going to put her right in the kitchen.
Serious, because
right.
This woman get on the line every time we got a show, and she cooking something. And I haven't had none of it yet. None of it yet. I'm laying up here on the couch half dying. I ain't got a piece of chicken from Lisa. I got none.
Well, FedEx and UPS blocked me. I told you, they blocked me.
Oh, my
goodness. That's okay, because now I have, you know, I'm still holding you to that when you come through. But
I told
Sharon,
you, I
I'm
got
definitely,
you.
I'm hitting that cookbook, Sharon. Me and Kai right. sat there yesterday. We looked through it. We are hitting that cookbook with a vengeance because it's
all
time
right.
for me. It's getting hot, so it's time for me to start experimenting, you know. The appetite weans down a little bit, you know, just a little bit, but it weans down. I mean, what I want to do, though, is go through your book and see what you have for differences in hot meals compared to the colder meals.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because my mother was good. My mother was good for, okay, it is way too hot to be cooking, so
exactly. We're
having tuna salad. Or, you know, so there were those foods as well. And sometimes it's hard to find a comfort food that's in the cold zone.
Right,
you know?
That's right.
She's
that's
got
right.
her soups in here and her chowders in here
and
her
rolls.
Fives and calves. Mm-hmm. They're all in there. She got salads and sandwiches, so there you go.
Okay.
Nice hot day.
Plenty.
Just have your salad.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. There it is. See, I have to dissect the book. I'm going to, like, I'm going to take
a
notebook, and I'm going to dissect, and I'm going to categorize so that I know what I want to make. I can flip the notebook to the cold side when it's too hot. There you go.
That's right.
Now, you put desserts in the book as well.
Oh, she got a bunch of desserts in here. You're going to be deserted out.
Okay, see, so this is where, see, you are one of my favorite people right about
now. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes. Now, I'm going to look at the book tonight while I'm watching my show, and I'm going to pick out my favorite dessert. I'm going to start to cook because Kai likes it when I cook. The thing with Kai is she's doing a new thing. She wanted me to cook. She complained because I wasn't cooking. So I started to cook because I can do a little bit. So I started cooking. But she got happy for a moment.
Oh.
Now it's not only does she want me to cook, but now she'll actually come into the kitchen and see how I'm cooking. She'll see how I'm cooking.
Yes, I got to learn how to step out because, you know, the chef in you goes, okay, the water's not boiling. Don't put the noodles in the water yet. And he's like, I've been doing that for years. Leave me alone.
Oh,
I'm like, no, but they're
going
to come out wrong. He's like, no, but I've been doing it like that forever, so leave me alone. I'm like, all right, fine. Let me just get out the kitchen before we get in an argument over noodles.
Right.
So I'm going to take
I can't
see, I'm
stand
take,
anybody in the kitchen with me.
Yeah.
You ain't
I'm
never
gonna
lied.
I'm going to take the book, Sharon, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to say, well, look. This is how Sharon said to do it. And I'm going to hold the book up in her face. This is the recipe Sharon gave.
Oh, my goodness.
But, Sharon, how I know you did this book yourself, right? You're not under a publisher?
No,
I did it myself.
All me.
Now, besides picking the recipes to put in the book, what was your hardest part through the publishing phase?
Well, actually, I didn't know anything. I went to some seminars, and I learned, you know, went to some workshops, and I basically had to go and learn from people that were self-publishers. And so there's a friend of mine who lives here in Opelika, about 15, 20 minutes from me, and she's a self-publisher. and she did a few workshops, and that really helped guide me along the way. So if you don't know what you're doing, get with somebody who does. You try to find somebody in the same field that you're going into and learn from them. Make sure they're successful. Don't, if they're not doing nothing, you don't want to learn from somebody that's not doing nothing. You learn from somebody that's, that knows the ropes and is teaching, you know, what they went through and how to avoid, you know, going through the same thing they went through. And that helped me tremendously, tremendously.
Yes. Now, who did you use, you know, we know Donna did your cover, and we love Donna. Donna is...
Love her.
Oh, my God.
We love Donna.
Oh, my God.
Donna did my cover.
Donna.
Donna did my cover for Beautiful. She'll be working on Tony's cover. You know, we love Donna.
Yes.
We love us from Donna.
Yes. I send everybody to Donna, I'm telling you. I did my own interior, and we ran into some complications. And so we went to Glenda Wallace from Pink Kiss Publishing, and she helped with the layout on the inside. She's wonderful, wonderful. So she
and that's who Donna referred us to as well.
Yes, you cannot go wrong. If you got Donna and Glenda, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never
that's
lied.
It.
The two of them
and
ladies
and they don't charge
together.
You no arm and a leg. You know, they let you do what you want to do, and you tell them what your vision is. Donna will pray about it until God gives her that same vision that you have, and I'll be darned when she puts it on paper and sends you them files and say, this is what I come up with. Girl, I like to fell out when I saw this cover. I'm like,
you ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. And let me say something about Donna. I gotta say something. Like, Donna is the one that will sit on the phone with you and will go through step by step by step by step until she's perfected. She, it's got to be perfected. She really does. She, Donna is something that's straight, like, she is perfect. She's perfect. Everybody that, like I said, the surprise is coming for y'all. But Donna be the head of the game. For real.
That's
there
right.
Ain't nothing
that's right.
I can say. Like, all the graphic design she did for all my flyers for the event. And then I'm sending people to her, like, get with Donna, get with Donna, get with Donna. Y'all got to know, when it comes to creations by Donna, you always going to get 110. She got that
definitely.
On smash.
Yes, definitely.
And
I
talk
don't
about
know
branding.
Many. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
and
know
she don't,
many
she don't,
people
yeah,
that
and
will
she don't,
sit on the phone like that with you.
Lord, please, sometimes I'll be like, sis, I got to go on a show in 15 minutes. Okay, but we got to stay on here. I'll be like, and then I know when hubby get home, I'll be like, yo, my brother-in-law getting home, like, you got to get in the house. Like, you know, you got to get off the phone, this, that, and third. No, he'll wait a minute. And I'll be like, no, I ain't trying to get in a beef with him. You know what I'm saying? I swear to God, she is, I don't know, she's an angel. She's an angel blessed. Us from heaven, because that woman right there, oh, you have no idea.
I couldn't have done this without Donna. There's no way I could have done this without her. Even
I couldn't have done half the shit I did without Donna.
Uh-uh. She pulls it all together, all together.
She does.
And
Glenda
is amazing.
And she's such a sweetheart.
Yes, yes. You can just call and chat with her. Just no business. Just chat.
Just call her up. She'll be like, hey, what you doing?
Hey, if she hadn't heard from you in a while, you're going to get that email. I hadn't heard from you in a while, girl. We need to call and catch up. I love that.
And we
know
saw,
what? It's good
Sharon,
to make friends.
We saw your, we went, I was showing Tony the Cafe Press page because we, you know, working with Donna, she hooked us on to Cafe Press.
Yeah,
and, we saw your page.
Good.
Hold it, your logo on the, I love the logo.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Like, look,
you know, I started out. I started
you know
with
what?
A little logo at Vistaprint. You know, you can print your own little logo and da-da-da. And Donna took that thing and flipped it out of this world, and that's my logo. She made it all me. And
exactly.
I love it.
Exactly. And
love
she won't
it.
Let – Donna will not let nobody copyright your stuff when people – because – she's been asked about me. She was like, can I get the back background? No, that belongs to Word on the Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, well, how do we get it? You ain't getting it.
Yeah,
Donna is
right.
not going to play with nobody.
You're not going to see your part of your logo or part of your cover. She's not going to duplicate it. She's not going to use
right.
your background on somebody else's
nope.
cover.
Right.
You know, everything she gives you
mm-hmm.
or to the next artist, it's all 100% original.
It's yours. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Look at my forks. How do you like my forks
thing.
On the back? I love my forks. We went through thousands of pictures,
yes.
and that just jumped out. It was four forks standing up, and when she got through with it, wow, I was like, whoa.
I wanted to ask you where you got those from.
Honey,
we
all
wanted to eat the cover.
Things, but it wasn't nothing
they
like this.
Are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yes, I had never seen anything like that, and how
no.
they curve in the middle to the heart.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. And then there's a few, you know, on the inside, even though it's black and white on the inside, have the forks, you know, throughout inside there.
Mm-hmm. That, they're gorgeous.
It
when I first seen them, I was
course.
Like, I wonder where she got that idea from.
Honey, child, God is good. God is good.
The ones, you know, the ones at the beginning where, you know, your appetizer page starts, where there's the four
uh-huh.
there.
Yeah.
Those are like, I'm like, is that supposed to spell
yeah.
a word?
Yeah.
You know, I'm
see
looking at it
middle?
Like, is this spelling word?
Oh. And those were actually four forks standing side by side. And she lifted each one of them off and put them, just scattered them throughout and laid them where, to make it really unique. And
yeah.
that was amazing how she can just take one thing and just make it mine. I couldn't believe it. Boy, when I first saw this book, when I first got the book in my hand, I cried like a baby. I called out, Donna, the baby's here. We're having the baby. Oh, my God. That's the best feeling.
You know what it is about
Get
Donna,
that?
Though? You know what it is about Dee? On some real strength, on some Donna. She knows how we feel. It's our baby, and that becomes
right.
her baby.
It does.
Becomes her baby. And she will not quit until it's perfected. I swear, some days I'd be like, Donna, I gotta get up on the show. This, that, and third. But I'd be like, it's Donna. Like, I look, my show can wait. It's Donna.
Right.
But
yeah,
she will never. Yeah, she will never, like, you can call her. It don't matter what time you call. I can call at 3
o'clock
in the morning.
The other night, you were on there, too. That's what I'm saying. We had talked at 2 in the morning. You know,
mm-hmm.
one night
wow.
last week, I couldn't sleep. I had woke up and I was on their face, just Facebooking, and she inboxed me, can you call me for a minute? And I'm like, yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we up chatting at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, man, this is something. You know, most people wouldn't do that.
Nope, nope.
No,
and I think that's why me and her connected like that, because
yeah.
you see how I'm on the Internet all the time, on Facebook
mm-hmm.
with all my authors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, they be like, Lisa, where your graphics getting done?
Wow.
You better call Creations by Donna.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, Sharon, how did your boys feel? I know you've
oh
got three sons.
I have four sons and a godson.
Four.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And a grandson. All boys
that's
and
right,
a grandson.
That's right.
They're
how,
so happy.
How proud are they of Mom?
Oh, my God. You can't do anything with them. They're just so happy. Next weekend, Saturday, is the launch of my book tour. And so my babies are going to be there with me. And, oh, my God, they're so proud. And because they have witnessed me go through some things. They know where
mm-hmm.
I come from. They've seen me hit rock bottom. And even though I was down, I never brought them down with me. I always encouraged them to do good. You go on to college, you go on and do this. And we struggled through some things, but it never stopped them. They never went without anything. You know, if I didn't eat, they ate. They ate very well. If you want to go back for seconds, go back. Mommy will eat when you get through. You know, it was like that. So they've seen me come up, you know, when I was first sick. They seen me drop down to 95 pounds. Then they see
wow.
me go on steroids, and they blew me up to, like, 216 pounds in, like, 3 months, you know. And they see me come back to myself, but they were there, and I had surgery. I woke up, and they were all sitting in my hospital bed with me. That's how
wow.
we are. So this is not just an accomplishment for me. This is for my boys. This is for my boys. If I don't do anything else in life, I showed them that if you're determined and you really have faith and believe in yourself, you can do anything you want to do, and this is living proof. So
now, do your boys follow in your footsteps? I mean, do you have some more cookers going on in the family?
My baby, my 10-year-old, he wants to write a children's cookbook.
So he's
wow.
the only one still at home
because
the rest of them are grown. They're doing their own thing. They got their own careers and stuff. And so, but he's my baby, and he wants to cook. He always gets to stir. He loves me to test recipes because he gets to be the taster. And, Mom, you need a little more salt. Mom, you need a little more sugar. He's that, you know. He may have the idea to make lemon tarts for Sunday, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, for Easter, you know. So he's getting really creative, you know. So I don't know many kids that have lobster bisque, and, you know, they're used to having elegant dinners and stuff for Valentine's Day. It'd be me and my boys. We have candlelight dinner, 7-course meals, and they get served 1 course at a time like they're at a fancy restaurant. So that way when they go out there, they know how to handle themselves. Or we can sit down and have pizza and Coke and watch a game. They don't matter, you know. So they've been at the bottom with me, and we've had courtside seats at professional basketball games. So they know what it is either way, but you don't treat anybody any different because you've been at the bottom and you've been at the top. So you treat everybody the same all the time. So they're very humble. They're very down-to-earth boys. And they know that when Mama says something, she's going to back it up. This is my proof. This book is my proof.
Yeah.
Now, Sharon, you said that you mentioned your book tour.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little bit of the process on how you came about formulating your tour? And
okay.
Exactly where will you be?
Okay. I lived in Mississippi. When I was married, I was in Mississippi since 91, from 91 till 04 when I left and went to Texas. But while I was there, I had my own catering company, and then I also did cakes for Sam's Club. So I was always cooking, and I had several customers who were also very, very good friends of mine. And so I figured that would be the best place to go back to start my tour at, was back where my roots were, where everybody bought my cakes. They know about me. They know, you know, the history of Sharon Fox. And so I'm going to start my book tour there next Saturday, April 30th, from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. I'm going to be at Heavenly Gift Shop, and it'll be an all-day event. After that's over, we're going to have a red carpet event that night. So we're going to walk the red carpet and take pictures, and we'll have comedy and poetry and fashion show and live music and just celebrate, just have a wonderful time. And then next month I've got to go to San Antonio, May the 28th. That'll be Memorial Day weekend. They're going to have the May Day races downtown San Antonio, and I will be at the Alamo Dome all day starting about 8 o'clock in the morning, signing books at the Alamo Dome. They're going to have all kinds
of... Alamo?
Yes.
What?
Big time. Y'all don't know?
I noticed.
See, when I was in San Antonio, I did Longhorn Live Radio, and I have Mr. Eugene Williams. He is a very dear friend of mine. He was the host of Longhorn Live Radio. He's been a dear friend of our families for years, and he hosted that show in... From the beginning, when he first started, I was one of his first guests on there, and I had created 4 gourmet barbecue sauces, which I'm going to market probably in a year or two. And we'd talk about recipes and talk about tailgating, and so that's how I really started loosening up, you know. And so I'd talk about my food and my recipes for tailgating and stuff like that. So I went to a lot of Longhorn games, Longhorn events and stuff like that. So I've got to go to San Antonio. So I'm going there, and I've got people from all walks of life and people that I cooked for. I was a private chef out there as well, and I taught cooking lessons for a doctor out there. So I got a lot of people that are showing me love in San Antonio, so I got to go to San Antonio. So I'll be doing that in May, and then in June I'm going to be going back to Indiana. That's where my daddy is, and we're going to go. I have a signing at my favorite bookstore in Logansport, Indiana, Canaan Bible Bookstore. On June the 25th, I'll be there from noon until 2, and I'm going to spend that weekend with my daddy.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yes.
When are you coming to Atlanta?
I don't know you anymore.
I'm not far from Atlanta, honey. I can go to Atlanta anytime. I'm only about an hour and a half from Atlanta.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I already know.
So
I got you.
Together. Yeah.
You
so
are
I know me
and
Lisa are doing something. Yeah, we're going to do it. So my oldest son, he's coming back out here with me next week so he can help me out and get things rolling. And, you know, he's got to be my security guard. So that's my big baby. I think he just want to eat because, you know, when they get on their own, they start losing weight. You know, my kids came to see me. I'm like, dang, y'all done got so skinny. What's up? Mom didn't cook like you. So they're coming home one at a time. By the end of the year, they'll all be back home with Mama, I guess, or nearby. They said they're going to be closer to Atlanta, but that way they'll only be like 45 minutes from Mama. I'm like, that don't mean come home three times a day now. Come on now.
Wow.
But I love them. I love them. I love them.
So we've got a couple of minutes left. So tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and where they can go to get the copy. Is the book officially out now?
Yes, it's officially out. You can get it on Amazon.com. Just type in Comfort Food for the Mind, Body, and Soul. And you can get it on there, or you can go to my website and get it. I'd rather get it at Amazon because, you know, those add up. You can be a bestseller getting them through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather them go Amazon.com. That's why I'd rather them go. Or you can go to my website, goodcookingforyou2.web.
Yeah, I mean, thatweb.com, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good
cooking for you. That in the chat room as well. I mean, yeah, go to Amazon.com, put in Sharon Fox, you know, comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to put this in a Kindle version?
I will for the holidays. By the time Thanksgiving comes, you can get it in Kindle. And
awesome.
As they said, it takes like 6 to 8 weeks to get it nationwide. So by June 3rd, it will be available nationwide. So you can go to any bookstore in America. You can go to Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and if you don't see it on the shelf, you can go and tell them Comfort Food for the Mind, Body, and Soul, and they can punch it in and order it for you.
Definitely. So next month,
yeah,
you guys hit up your stores, even if you have a copy. Just hit
mm-hmm.
up your stores anyway and ask for it. That way they know
that's
it's in
right.
demand, and they'll put it on the shelves.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Jaren, it's
so
been a beautiful time.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
It's
I have enjoyed
time
it.
With you.
Thank you, thank you. I enjoyed myself.
Enjoying your book.
Yeah, and I enjoy your show. I get the chance to come in there sometime. My computer crashed last night, so I got to take it to the doctor.
That's right, you were telling me.
Yes.
You were telling me in your inbox. But luckily, you can listen either way, either on the computer
that's
or on the phone. So there
that's
you
right.
go. Everyone
go
out and get
phone.
Yourself a copy of this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful cookbook, Comfort Food for the Mind, Body, and Soul by Sharon Fox. Definitely check it out. Hit her up on, hit the book up on Amazon. Go get you, grab you a copy. Mother's Day is coming up, fellas. Plenty of recipes in there. They're easy. They're simple. You know, you can find and make your woman a nice, beautiful, make her some stuffed French toast that's in there. She's even got beverages in there. Come on, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is coming up. Ladies, something new for Father's Day. Come up with a nice new recipe for a nice romantic dinner for Father's Day coming up. Awesome timing.
Thank you again, Sharon.
And thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you to all of our listeners, our guests, those who called in, those that are listening and chatting in the chat room. We thank you once again for all your continued support. Tune in on Wednesday, 6 p.m. We will be back here and welcoming all of your poetry, your expressions, your words of wisdom. Tune in on that day, and we will talk to you soon.
God bless you all.
God bless.